Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
To Brazen Babe Reviews, Brazenly Shady, the podcast. I'm Sharonda in...
And I'm Tama. I need you to get it together, okay?
I know. I'm late. I know. Bear with me. New branding and shit. Bear with me, okay?
We have a special guest tonight. She who is not to be named is in the building tonight. Annette, welcome. We are so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the invite.
Yes. And this conversation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, okay, it is going to be on Black reviewers in the book community space, mainly the Black romance space, okay? So this is going to be our conversation tonight. This is going to be a free-fall conversation. We ain't really had no questions set up or anything. We just free-balling ass out, okay? So
we have decided to break our silence because this shit has been going on for a long time. And motherfuckers are tired.
Tired.
We is tied. T-I-D-E. We is tied. Okay?
We ain't even spelling this shit right. Okay? We're done.
We is tied, not downy.
They better get it. If they don't get it, they better get it. But this has come to a head. And I'm quite sure a lot of reviewers, you know, rather you read professionally, independently, whatever, your blog, whatever, Bookstagram, whatever. I'm quite sure a lot of people feel this way, but don't want to really want to say anything and fear of being kind of like outcasted or being attacked in your DMs and stuff, or, you know, being called out on certain review spaces such as Goodreads, Amazon, things like that. Yes. So, you know, we're having this conversation because it is a conversation that need to be had. I was telling Tame earlier, I feel like, you know, we as reviewers in this space, I feel like we're being forced to stay quiet about if we don't agree wholeheartedly with a book.
Right. It's like, when did we come? How did we get here where we are being, what's the word I'm looking for? Ostracized for actually critically reviewing books by us honestly giving feedback to books. How did we get here where we can't even tell the truth how we feel about a book that we got that bought? How did we get here?
When it first happened to me, I was just befuddled. I was just shocked because I was like, is this real? Is this really happening like that? Because the first thing I could think of was, I've never had Nora Roberts, Linda Howard, Susan Elizabeth Phillips, Sandra Brown, Rachel Gibson, and any other white author that I read reach out to me personally, inbox me, or comment on my review to come at me because they didn't like what I said. And you know, and the first thing most people, and what really annoys me about this is a lot of other black readers, especially as I like to call the author's minions, they love to try to turn it around and make it about race. And I'm like, this is not a race issue. It has absolutely nothing to do with race. Oh, wait, and the first thing they'll say was, well, would you continue to review a white author's like that? Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Anybody can get it. There's no exception for anyone. Anybody can get it. Nora Roberts is my all time. Since I started on this whole book journey when I was in junior high, I didn't read Black authors. I was reading strictly authors because back in the 80s, there were not a lot of Black authors. And at that time, white authors were all I knew. So Nora Roberts, I've been reading Nora Roberts since I was in junior high. So Nora Roberts is my favorite author. But lately, I love me some Nora, but Nora been putting out some trash. And I've been wearing that ass out. I've been wearing that ass out in my reviews. Nora can get it too. So please understand, if my favorite white author can get it, you indie authors can get it too. This is not personal. This is not an attack. It's just what I feel, what I think about your book. Why are you taking it so personal? Like I told the other author that came at me, sweetie, if you are this sensitive about it, this is not the business for you. You need to find another. You need to find something else to do.
Hey, man,
this ain't it for you. Hey, this ain't it for you.
You are right, because I was just telling Sharonda that I had a white author who asked me to read his book, and when I gave him the feedback was taken, and when he put out his second book, he came to me and he said, "Hey, I took the feedback that you gave me, and I want you to read this book because I bet you it's gonna be much better than the first book." Nothing negative. Nothing. He took the constructive criticism that I gave him and he applied it to his new book.
But see, this also leads to the conversation of how in the book community as a whole, how authors and readers, no matter the race, ethnicity, whatever, we want to hold white authors accountable for their bullshit, right?
Yes.
But when it comes to black authors, it's like, don't do it. Don't say it, especially if they're indie black authors. If they said it, just let it go. It's being really like kind of like put out there to say, don't hold black authors accountable for the shit they put in their books, because they already have a hard enough time.
Yeah.
So why are you coming out here with these negative reviews and these not so good and these 3-star reviews?
Well, they act like we're taking money out their mouth with these reviews. Yes. They act like Amazon is no longer going to publish their books. They act like their publisher, which they don't have, is no longer going to publish. Like, I don't understand why they take it so personal. And it's not an attack. It honestly isn't.
It's not an attack.
Like Timon said, if you don't want honest reviews, say that. Just say that.
If you want 5-star reviews, you just
write 5-star work.
Because y'all say that y'all want honest reviews, but niggas is lying. Somebody lying. Because when you write honest reviews, pop, 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 everybody mad. Somebody lying.
How does this lead to us holding black authors accountable? If we can't say what we want to say as readers.
I don't even know that you can hold them accountable because they're so damn sensitive. They don't want to hear anything. They come at you sideways. Like, I had an author who I read her book, and in the book I said, this was actually a pretty good book. I said, and it was easily 4 or 5 stars. I could have given it 4 stars. I said, but the grammatical errors and the incorrect word usage just wouldn't let it be great. Well, instead of her reaching out to DMing me, she commented on the review. And she says, well, hey, can you give me some examples? You're the first that said this. Well, I didn't like the way she came at me. So I gave her the same energy that I thought she was giving me. And I basically told her, I'm not your editor. It's not my responsibility to point out your mistakes to you. I said, if you want me to red ink your book, you're going to have to pay me. Well, then she came back. I offended her. I pissed her off. So then she came back and first thing she hit me with, oh, I see how you want to come at a black woman. I was just trying to get constructive criticism from one black woman to another, but I see how you are. So I commented and I said, well, look, if you were honestly not, I said, I replied to you because I took your comment a certain way. I said, but if you honestly were not coming at me that way and I took it that way, my apologies. Right. My apologies. I said, but going forward, if you want constructive criticism, doing it openly on a platform like this is not the way to do it. You DM me, hey, what exactly about my book? And I would have gladly told her, but she went about it the wrong way. A lot of them just don't have common sense. They don't have common sense. They don't know how to, they're so busy being upset. They're so busy looking at this review. They don't even know how to come at readers correctly and say, well, hey, what exactly can I do better? What exactly was wrong? I had an author reach out to me on Facebook and she says, hey, I'm starting this book. Can you just read it and tell me how it is? What's going on? I said, okay. I interact with her on Facebook. And I said, okay. I said, so let me ask you, do you want the truth or do you want me to lie to you?
Right.
Because I can do either. You know, she says, no, I want the truth.
I didn't go into any details about eras or anything like that. I just told it, yeah, as far as the storyline goes, I don't have a problem with it. I liked it, you know, but I'm not going to give you, I'm not supposed to edit your book for you.
Right.
Freely, anyway.
Yeah. Freely. And that's the thing.
Because, baby, if they don't stop lying and saying they got editors, baby, your book says otherwise.
That's what I'm saying.
The ones that stuff the editing company on Amazon that gets me. The ones that got a whole editing boutique up there, girl, if you don't take that shit down.
It's like at this point right now, what I've been reading, y'all just writing shit and uploading it on Amazon and just hitting publish. Because the grammatical errors, the sentence structures, everything is just, it's not giving.
Something, it's not giving it's what not. It's supposed to give.
No, and then when like, we call it out.
Right, but it's like now you want free editing. You want free beta readers and stuff like that. No. You want readers to actually critique you on your book, then you need to be reaching out to readers and paying them. Don't reach out to me on a public platform and ask me, what did I do wrong? No.
That's not the way to go.
That's not professional.
I would put it in my review. Baby, please, what you need to do is get an editor. I said, if by chance you do have one, fire them ASAP because they're not doing the job you're paying them to do.
I'm telling you.
Listen.
And that's why moving, it's like they don't like to hear when reviewers say something negative about their books. But how are you going to improve your craft? How are you going to get better if you don't take constructive criticism and apply it to your next project? Because baby, I'm gonna tell you this right now, when you hit publish, that book is motherfucking mine right now.
This is a product. It is a product that people have either downloaded through Kindle Unlimited, bought or paid for, whatever. It is now a product. You cannot dictate how people are going to feel about a product. They're either going to love it, they're going to feel neutral about it, or they're going to hate that shit.
Yeah, I'm the poppy now.
It's really that simple.
When you hit publish, I'm daddy now. That's my shit, okay?
And I can say what I want about my shit.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying earlier to Tama. Like, if a motherfucker want to get on any platform and say this book was trash, I hated this shit, what the fuck is this? That is that person's prerogative.
You can't say nothing.
Not as other people chase behind someone and tell them, oh, you shouldn't do that.
It's so unprofessional. It is egregiously unprofessional. And the fact that they don't understand that boggles my mind. I'm like, how would you? And I'm like, you're so quick to. Would you reach out to a white reader? Since we always want to make this about race.
Would you reach out to a white?
And let me tell you,
they don't.
These indie authors are getting a lot. I'm noticing a lot of white readers are reading a lot of these indie authors' work. And I will tell you this, you got maybe a handful of them that will give them 4 and 5 stars. The majority of these white readers are slamming their asses with 1, 2, and 3 stars. And the majority of them are 1 stars because you want to know why? The writing is trash.
But you know what they get? You know what they get? You know what the white readers get? Thank you for reading.
Yeah, they get thank you for giving me a chance. That's what they get. They get thank you for giving me a chance.
I'm like, since we're gonna make this about race, are y'all reaching? Are you commenting on the white writers on the white readers reviews? Are you going at them? Are you attacking them?
They
like
aren't
attacking us.
Nope.
They feel like if you review their work and you don't like one book, they honestly think that you should stop reading their books altogether. And in certain cases, depending on exactly how bad that book is, I will give you exactly what you want. Because there are certain readers out there when I'm like, oh, baby, you can't have my money no more. This is a one and done for me. But I should be able to make the determinations. Because see, there are some authors that will get you. They'll catfish you. There are some authors that second book might be good. But baby, that third, fourth, and fifth book after that,
trash.
Not so much.
Yes.
And that's what happened with this recent author that I got into a tussle with. Her and her friend came at me hardcore. She called me I want to make sure I quote this heifer correctly. She called me a review Nazi.
We got called mafias before.
So
It's a series. It's a 3-book series written by 3 different authors, and I'm familiar. I read all 3 of them. Okay? Yes,
I know the first book
I read was by the author, and I gave it a 1-star review. The book was boring. You know, the book was just absolutely fucking boring. There was nothing that was, it was blah. There was nothing exciting about this goddamn book whatsoever. Right. So, and I put that in my review and said that this book was absolutely boring. You know, right. Well, her friend, her cohort, who writes the second book in it, she decided to be her protector, I guess. And she decides to come on my review and comment and tell me, well, you should think about not reading the other books because this book sets the tone for the rest of the books in the rest of the goddamn books.
So all of them
are the tone for the rest of the books. So, well, of course, that pissed me off and put my back up. So I basically asked her, why the fuck are you worried about what I said, what my review says when it's not your book? Right. You know, it's not your book, so why are you so goddamn concerned? So we went back and forth. So she commented, but then she deleted a comment and didn't give me the opportunity to reply back to her. So I hit her ass up on Facebook, went right on over to her group and messaged her. Yes. And I lit that ass up. But then I blocked her. I said, since we replying and blocking, I'm doing like you did me. So I replied, I blocked. Well, then the author of the book that I reviewed that she decided to insert herself into, she decided to come at me on Facebook.
Well, here you come now.
And I hope you never read another one of my books. And once again, here she come with race. You know, I'm sure you don't do white authors like this, you know. But, and I'm like, that's not what this is. I should be able to give your ass a 1-star review. And I said, it's amazing how you guys damn near throw temper tantrums about these reviews. But let me give you a 5-star glowing rating. I don't hear shit from you. I don't hear no thank you. Not that I expected, but I'm just making a point. You know, give me that same energy. If you pissed off about a bad review, I'm gonna need you to be that happy tell about that. The 5-star review.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Keep that tell same that. Energy.
And at the end of the day,
it's frustrating. And you want to support these authors, but goddamn. And what really makes me mad is, honestly, I just got back into reading Black authors back in 2018.
Yes.
I literally just kind of started randomly buying audiobooks from a lot of these authors on Audible. So I just got back into it. And I said, y'all gonna make me put y'all asses on the back burner and go back to my white authors where I know I can be respected. Well, I know they're not gonna say shit to me if I don't like their book.
But that's the thing. I remember a few years ago, they were asking Black readers to read and review these books. They were like, oh, where the Black reviewers at? We just want you to read the book. And now we're reading the book and we're reviewing your books. And you have a problem with us giving you critical reviews. Like, honestly, some of these books just ain't given. It ain't.
They're trash.
Why can't we say, okay, well, this book has grammatical errors. This book has this. Why is it always, oh, you tearing a Black woman down? Why it always have to be that? Oh, it's a Black author. No, Black authors need to get held accountable for the bullshit also. And if you're writing bullshit, we should be able to tell you, now that's bullshit.
And at the end of the day, you can't keep calling out Blackness when it comes to Black readers, right?
Yes!
You want to sit up here and turn around and tell Black readers, well, you're just doing this because I'm Black. What does your Blackness have to do with me not liking your book? Why can't you be held accountable for your bullshit?
You're not supporting us. I bought your book. How is that not supporting you? I'm confused.
Exactly. And I tab the white authors too. So like you said, anybody can get it. Tear their asses up too.
Anybody can get it. I'm not around here selecting authors for bad reviews. Anybody can get it.
But why
my favorite author can get it, you can get it.
And this is the thing, like I really don't understand why we are so up in arms about calling white authors out and POC authors out. But when it comes to Black authors, we cannot call them out, especially as Black readers and reviewers. We can't do it. Why can't we do it?
It's the entitlement.
I can't and will.
it's the entitlement for me. It's like, oh, well, I'm Black. Things are already hard for Black people. We need to
Black
people. Things hard for me too, nigga. Things hard for me too.
So now we're using our race as an excuse for your bad writing?
Basically.
So we're using race as an excuse for your bad writing? Yeah.
Basically.
I'm not doing that.
And they be talking on the side of their neck, doing shit, and expect us to just sit here and just take it. Sure. No.
And at the end of the day, how are we as growing, as a grown community, as readers and reviewers, how are we are supposed to grow our brand, our platform, the way we write, if we can never say anything bad about a book?
And then you're talked about when you actually say something bad about a book.
I can't believe that these authors are actually unfollowing people, blocking people. Why is it that serious? That's what I want to know. And I don't get that, because I'm like, what's the purpose of blocking me? Because I'm going to still write a bad review. I don't understand the purpose of blocking someone on social media as if that's going to prevent them from writing a bad review on Amazon.
It's not.
Because you fuck with me, I post that shit on Facebook.
I stopped tagging authors in my reviews in like early 2000s because these motherfuckers was like, don't tag me in a negative review. Don't tag me. It was negative to 3-star shit. Sometimes if it's a 4-star critical review, don't tag them. So I said, well, fine. I ain't going to tag you in shit. I'm just going to write my reviews. I'm not tagging you in anything. Even if it's so what is this about? Like, you either want me to or not. So I'm not tagging you in anything, okay?
And they then, got thin skin. They got
now you're
skin.
Telling me. Ooh. Now it's like, well, I'm following you. I'm blocking you. They coming up with stories as to why they unfollowing you and blocking you, creating whole fucking different narratives as to why you're being unfollowed and blocked. And listen. At the end of the day, listen, if what I do as a reader or reviewer fucks with you as an author and your brand and how you do shit, listen, I'll follow you.
I don't understand the logic behind blocking a reader or a review. I'm like, what exactly? Because the one author, so she brought it to my attention, I believe it was last year. Mm-hmm. Apparently they were running me down in some Facebook group because I reviewed her book. I didn't review it. I just rated it. I rated 2 of her books 1-star. I didn't even review the damn book. I just rated it and called the shit a day. Well, she was offended by that. And apparently they were running me down in some Facebook group. And I was just like, I don't understand why she saw. And she went as far as, and when she, and she tweeted about it. She didn't at me though. She mentioned my name, but she didn't at me yet. And she sent me a screenshot. Tell me she sent me a screenshot of it. And I was like, well, I remember this. I said, I didn't even review the book. I didn't feel like reviewing it. I just left a 1-star review because it was a 2-book series. I just left a 1-star review. Well, she got so pissed off. She said something to the effect in the tweet, not you giving my books a 1-star review and you in my Facebook group and on my mailing list. And I'm like, so you think because I'm in your Facebook group and I'm on your mailing list, that qualifies, I'm supposed to automatically give you 5-star reviews?
Okay.
Is that what I'm getting? Is that the consensus here?
We need to elaborate on that.
So I immediately unfollowed her on every, because I generally follow all these authors on social media. Immediately unfollowed her and she removed me from her mailing list. And I was just like, are you serious? Is it that serious?
Yes.
But you either want the rating or you want the review. Now, if I would have gave you a fucking review with that 1-star rating, then what you would have did?
She would have blown a gasket.
On the other side of the goddamn room. What you want?
I thought I was doing you a favor. I'm just like, you know, I get it, but you know what? How about next time? Next time I light your ass up the next time I read a book.
But you can't pick and choose. You can't say, well, if you got something negative to say, just leave a rating. Okay, I left a rating. What's the problem now?
And I was just like, mad because I left her a 1-star rating? I'm confused. Why is this such a problem?
You know, she wanted to know what the 1-star was about, but at this point, she was going to be mad anyway. So I feel like
thank you. Because I'm like, you can elaborate. Leave a one-star review, or you can leave a bad, you can leave a one-star rating, or you can leave a bad review with a one-star rating. They're still going to be offended. They are still going to get in their feelings about it. At this point, it's you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Exactly. And so I can be, you can damn me all goddamn day. I don't care. Because this girl right here, she gonna write that bad review if she don't like it. You're gonna get this one-star review. That's what you're gonna get.
But what do I owe you? I don't owe you.
I don't owe you that damn thing because I gave you my money. I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
gave you my money. I don't owe you a goddamn thing.
Right. Rather I bought it or downloaded it through Kindle Unlimited, whatever. I don't owe you a 5-star review just because I picked up your book and read it. I don't owe you that. Where in the rules does it say that I owe you that?
Okay, so we need to elaborate.
I feel like you owe them something.
We need to elaborate on that comment that Annette made about just because I follow you or just because I'm in your Facebook group that I'm supposed to give you a 5-star review, because I feel like now I need to start distancing myself from having any type of
interaction with
authors, because it seems like there's some confusion that because I interact with you, I'm gonna automatically give you a 5-star review.
Yep.
I'm not biased. A bitch is not biased. I can be your fan, but I can also give you.
I'm not your friend. I'm a reader. I am a stranger to you. At the end of the day, I am a stranger. I'm not obligated to do shit but read your book if that's what I want to do. That's where my obligation begins and ends. That is it. And the fact that she felt like she was entitled, because that's how I took
it. Entitlement.
That's how I took it. I'm in your Facebook group and I'm on your mailing list. I'm entitled or I'm obligated to give you a positive review, be it 4 or 5 stars. Like, where the fuck they do that at?
Why? What does me being on your reading list or in your Facebook group? I don't owe you anything.
Like, I want to know when the book dropping. That's why I be out of reading list, bitch. I want to know when you're giving away free shit, when the book dropping. Like, I'm trying to get.
Thank you. I'm not trying to interact with you. I'm honestly just trying to keep up with the new with whatever you putting out.
Yes, and
that's the only damn thing. That's the only reason I'm in these Facebook groups, following you on Twitter and following you on Instagram and following you on TikTok. That's the only reason. I'm not trying to interact with you. I'm not trying to answer. I'm not trying to do anything.
Not trying to be your best goddamn friend.
I am not. All I'm trying to do is know when your next goddamn book come out. That's all I want to know.
You know what? I said to myself the beginning of this year, not even the beginning of this year, like the end of last year, I said, I have to unfollow these authors. I have to stop interacting with them. Like, even the ones that have no problem with receiving, negative reviews or 3-star reviews or anything, because the area has been gray so goddamn bad.
Yes. Black. Mm-hmm. It's
black, right? And it's not just because of that. It's not because of the friendships that you create with these authors. It's also that authors that were reviewers that go into authorship now, right? And you have authors that review as well. So all this shit is just murky and gray. And I was like, you know what? I can't do this shit no more.
Yeah.
And this latest unfollow, I just feel like I've been reviewing the way I've been reviewing for way too fucking long to be caught up in this bullshit. And I'm fucking so regretful. I am so fucking regretful that I even friended authors, follow authors, talk to them, interacted with them, anything. Because now I feel like because of that move, now I can't say shit negative. I can't do shit negative. I can't look negative. Because now, even if it's not said on social media, y'all have y'all little groups and shit. Now you're saying, oh, don't fuck with that reviewer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Don't.
I told her, I had an author actually reach send me an email, and she asked, she was asking for people. She's like, the first 50 people will receive an ARC of my new book. Well, I was chosen, and I was shocked, because when I told her, I said, listen, you know my name is trash in these literary streets. They don't like me. They don't like me, and I don't give a fuck. I'm not here for any of them to like me whatsoever. It's not like I'm rolling up for Easter dinner at anybody's house. Exactly. I'm cool with that. I said, and I was extremely shocked that she actually even asked me. But then when I went back and I looked at all of her books that I had read on Goodreads, I've never given her a bad review.
Because that also,
she's gotten all 5 and 4 stars and all positive reviews from me. I have never given her a bad review. I honestly think that's the only reason she chose me, because had there been mm-hmm. a list of books in there, I don't think she would have chosen me, because these authors don't like me and I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to be your friend. And I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to read your book as entertainment. That's what I'm here to do.
Write a 5-star book and you get 5 stars.
That's all I'm saying. Do some all-star work and I will give you a 5-star review. That's
all I'm saying.
It's not hard.
Get 5 stars.
It's not hard. It's not a hard concept. Give me some 5-star work. I will gladly give you a 5-star review. I promise you I will. But you come here with this half-ass shit, with these run-on sentences. And you know what I don't like, I think is embarrassing about this group of authors, is that they are so unoriginal. There's no originality amongst this group of authors. They all do the same thing. It's like somebody wrote out an outline, made copies of it, and passed it out to anyone who decided they wanted to be a writer.
Yep.
Because there is no originality in this group. They literally write the same fucking storyline in every single book. There is nothing and I'm just like, I'm pretty sure I just read this in such and such book.
Yeah,
sure
I've noticed that too.
In such and such book. There is no originality. I'm like, why are you running down? Why are you trying to attack me? Why don't you work on your
storyline? Huh?
Why don't you back away from the MacBook and go enroll in somebody's beginner's writing course? Why don't you do that?
See, and that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with perfecting your craft. There's nothing wrong with going to writing classes. There's nothing wrong with mapping out your storyline. There's nothing wrong with having a spreadsheet. I know this white author. She has a fucking spreadsheet of all her books in the timeline. And when I tell you that motherfucking timeline don't never be off, because I don't forget shit. And when I read that, I be like, the timeline is amazing. Like, yo, y'all don't even know who y'all freaking characters are. Somebody 7 years old and this one born this year and they're supposed to be 5. Like,
oh my
get
God.
Get her. Tighten up. That's all I'm saying.
They consistently contradict themselves. And I put that in my review all the time. I'm like, how the fuck do you not remember what you wrote? They will contradict themselves from one chapter to the next, from one page to the next. And I, for the life of me, do not understand it. They will completely change the facts from one book to the next. They'll change the facts from one chapter to the next. And I'm like, but you want us to believe you have an editor.
Right.
Because an editor would catch that shit.
A professional editor would catch your shit and tell you, you can't do this. Because if you have long-time readers, if you have faithful readers, faithful fans, they are going to catch that shit.
Thank you. I don't forget shit in a book, especially
not a goddamn thing.
Especially if it's a series that's dear to me, buddy, I don't forget shit. So when I come in your book and I don't get resolutions and I don't get details and shit that I know I'm supposed to get from book one, I will call that shit out and you're going to have to get mad.
But there's
nothing. I tell them all the time, your readers pay attention. So should you.
If you have series that readers are faithful to, readers pay attention. You may have missed some shit, but you have that ain't missed a motherfucking thing.
Not a single goddamn
thing. Girl, I don't remember nothing.
Because let me tell you what I can't say. I was reading an author, and I had just she basically single-handedly got me back into urban romance.
Yep.
And that baby had one book, one character was in, but he had just turned 20 in one book. Well, in the last book of the series, she had aged him backwards 2 years. And I said, wait a goddamn minute. Did he turn 20 in this book? So how the fuck is he 2 years younger and the time didn't travel? We didn't go back in time. We are literally 6 months later from the previous book. And I said, I don't understand how authors forget what they write. And I'm not saying, I guess technically it's easily doable. But you should have some type of plan that will allow you to go back and look at your facts that you wrote out about these characters so that you don't make these type of mistakes. It's just that simple.
If this is a continuation, if it is a series, you should be having some type of timeline, some type of spreadsheet of your characters and stuff.
I'm telling you.
Because your readers are going to remember this shit. Yes. Your readers will pull up a book with a character 15 years ago and tell you why this nigga 20 when he was 2 in this book.
Didn't I ask Brenda Jackson what we gonna do with Mama Madaris? Cause she almost 100, and I was like, is you gonna kill her off? Cause she getting old. Like, I'm asking questions. Like, I just beta read a book for an author. I won't call her name. I just beta read a book for an author, and she had something in the second book that wasn't in the first book. I was like, nah, in the first book you said this. You gonna have to change this in the second book, because the continuity, the math ain't mathing for me. And then she went back and she was like, oh yeah, I didn't pick that up. Get you some beta readers, get you a freaking editor, and try to keep the same editor who edited the first book if you're gonna have a series, so they could, I mean, these editors
and
should
also,
know.
At the, I find interesting, they use that as an excuse not to have an editor. When I first kind of started getting into these Facebook groups, and somebody mentioned something, I said, well, a lot of the problems with these books is they're not being edited. And somebody came back and said, well, these are indie authors. I said, I'm sorry, are we using that as an excuse to put out shitty
it's
work?
It's not an excuse. And a lot of them will use indie authorship as if they don't make any money.
Don't be tough on the indie authors because they don't make any money and they're doing this themselves. They're self-published. Okay.
But how are you going to?
I'm like, that should make you go harder. The fact that you don't have a publishing house behind you. The fact that you don't have a real editor behind you. Because let me explain something to you. I majored in journalism. I can write. Okay.
Right.
Writing is not an issue, which is why I go so hard with my damn reviews, because
it's obvious.
It personal, because there is absolutely no way I would call myself an author and turn around and put some shit out in the universe that I can't get back, that has my name on it. On top of that, when I put a review in, I will read that sucker at least 20 fucking times. And even after I publish it, I will go back and read it and read it. And read and read and try to catch my mistakes. I'm like, you can't be the author and the editor. It's just not.
I send my reviews to my sister. I send it to Sharonda sometimes. Like, I really go over my reviews. I send it to multiple people before I post it. So if we're doing, I just feel like at this point, Black romance reviewers holding Black romance authors accountable, it has to be done.
It does.
And then why can't it be done? You can't come up with this excuse of, well, we already got it hard. No.
That should make you go harder, though. That shouldn't be an excuse. That should be a reason for you to go harder. If you have it harder than Bessie right here next to me, the white author, then you go harder. How dare you let Bessie with her publishing company and her editor, but then you over here writing your book and releasing it, and then you wonder, because then they complain about the white readers giving them bad reviews. And I'm like, but they're not lying.
They ain't lying.
You're complaining about, well, you know, I don't like the white readers. Now, sometimes these white readers can be annoying, because there was a white reader that she DNF'd the book at like 38% or something like that. It was I can't remember the author. It was a book. It just came out recently. It's about a heavyset chick, and the cover is purple or something like that. The white author DNF'd it at 38% because of her own personal body issues.
Right.
And so when I read the review, I saw it on Twitter, but she DNF'd it. Yes. But she DNF'd it, but she rated it. Now, when I DNF a book, I will not rate it because it's not
Off
because I didn't finish it. Hell, that could be a part of the book where I might actually pick up and like it. So I never rate a book if I DNF it. Well, she gave it 1 star, and I said, well, why would you give it 1 star? I commented, and I said, I'm okay with you DNFing the book. I said, but why rate a book if you didn't finish it?
You did not finish it.
I said, you don't know. And, you know, you can't rate a book based on your personal body image issues. That's your shit.
But a lot of readers do that.
Yeah,
they get their personal issues into these books, and they are DNF or they are rate a book off of their personal issues, and it's like, you have to separate your shit from
the book.
you can relate to a personal character, and you can be like, you know what, I get this character or whatever, which I say a lot in my review.
Yeah.
But I refuse to put my own personal shit on what somebody wrote. Yeah.
I would be like, okay, I understand why this character made that decision, or I understand right. why, you know, I will say that, but I don't really put my personal. But that's what they can.
The white reader kind of pissed me off. But I was just like, listen, that is a.
But they do that shit unfair. All the time. They are so 100% fucking difficult with black books, especially black romances books, because they don't get cultural differences.
No, this is why I'm so against inclusivity. I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it. I don't want to read a white book by a white author while she's trying to introduce a black character. Because let me tell you something, Nora. All you've done is introduce a white character and given her a black name. She's not black.
But they do that a lot.
You cannot write a black. I don't like the fact that white authors are trying, because they're trying to get black readers. It's yep. not. Let me tell you, it's yep. not necessary.
But that's what they've been pushing for. Read your
black books. It's unnecessary to try to introduce black characters. I detest inclusivity. The shit just annoys me. I'm not thinking that.
You're not even doing it right. You're writing it from your perspective, which you have no fucking perspective on black spaces, on black culture. You don't experience shit the way we experience. But you just don't. So, but like Tama said, this is the shit we're getting. We're getting readers, white readers, and at the end of the day, we're getting some black readers.
They want the white readers to read their book.
Put a black character in the book. Why the fuck? And then when the book is full of racism and stereotypes, now
microaggressions. But y'all, they want the white readers to read their book. So when they get that,
I'm gonna need them to attack the white readers like they attack us.
When they want white readers to read their books, you have to be. You got to understand that there's going to be the microaggressions. There's going to be the DNS because they don't understand. But this is what you wanted. You get what you wanted. But like Annette said, give the white readers the same energy you give us. Just how y'all be coming at us on the side of y'all neck, do it to the freaking white readers.
Because they don't. I want you to come at Karen the way you came at me.
Right.
I want you to come in on Karen's review. I want you right. to call Karen a review Nazi. I want you to do that. Because see, Karen gonna read one of your books, maybe, and then she might be done with you. Or Karen may continue to read your books and give you all one-star reviews.
Are you gonna refer
to Karen as a review Nazi?
Karen is gonna tell her friends too, and her friends ain't gonna read your goddamn books, and the friends gonna tell the other friends, and they gonna rally together, and you gonna just be fucking canceled, cause that's what they do.
They just don't. Okay. They so busy trying to inject race into this and make it about black women not supporting other black women. But I'm like, that narrative. Well, where is this complaint with your white readers? You know, that's all I want to know.
I dislike that narrative so bad, because you as a black author is not going to get on anybody's social media platform and say, I'm writing this book for black women. But then when black women tell you what they didn't like in the book, now you're calling us bullies. Now you're saying we don't support you. Now you're saying we don't did A, B, C, D, motherfucking every letter in the goddamn alphabet. No, cut the shit out. Just say you wrote this book for white women and leave us the fuck alone.
Because that's what you're writing it for. Because it can't be for us. Because it's like...
Because don't get mad at me because I read the book and I'm telling you, hey, this...
It's not
she black? You sure she black? Because I don't know if she black.
Let me tell you what I hate. I detest reading a book by a black author and have to question whether the characters are white or black. That should be automatic. And listen, if you are going to write an interracial couple, all I ask is that you put a footnote in your synopsis, because those of us like myself, I don't do interracial couples. It's Team Black Love over here in this house. I don't do black man, white woman. I don't do black woman, white man. I don't do anything but black man, black woman. That's it. That's all you're going to get from me. And if your book is anything other than that, I'm not reading it. The main characters were black, but she interjected other white characters. And for the longest, I couldn't figure out, well, friends white or are they black? This should not be questioned. I shouldn't have to question this from a goddamn black author. I should go into your book knowing that your characters and their friends are black. And if they're not, make it a point to let me know. She mentioned one blonde, but there was more than one white person in this book.
Especially if you're labeling that damn book black romance, okay?
That's a whole nother conversation. That's another conversation for another day. Because, baby, I am sick of these. And some of these authors, I'm going to tell you this here before we run out of time. There's an author, I don't read her work. She just came up in my FYP on TikTok. She's black and she has a white husband or white boyfriend or whatever. And that heifer got on TikTok and said something about black covers not selling. So first of all, I wanted to ask her, well, hey, is your heroine black or white? I said, because you got this white man on the cover. I'm just trying to figure it out. Well, I guess that may have offended her somehow. And you know, she's like, well,
she did a follow-up video, didn't she?
And then she fixed her lips to say that black covers don't sell, but then she tried to backtrack and say, oh, that's not what it said. Oh, that is exactly what you said. Exactly. And I told her, I'm fairly certain that black authors like Christina C. Jones, Alexandria Warren, Alexandra House, Nicole Falls, I just gave a list. I said, I'm fairly certain every last one of them will be offended by what you said.
Exactly.
I said, and I'm not only offended, I'm pissed off. And I told her, and I very quickly told her, and sweetie, you don't have to block me because I don't follow you, nor do I read your work. So I'm good.
I know who you're talking about.
You don't have to follow me. There's a black guy. He's in the military. I can't think of his name. He actually blocked me on TikTok because I questioned him. I said, I'm noticing that every single one of your books features a white person on the cover. Are your characters interracial or are they white? Because he got a white wife. He got pissed off, blocked me. He said something to me and I came back and I said, no, my response pissed him off. So he blocked me and I'm like, but that's what I'm talking about. Y'all get so offended when people bring up certain topics to y'all. You chose to marry a white woman and that's fine. But I get that you're in an interracial relationship, but you're pandering to a black audience as well.
That's it.
You are pandering to a black audience. So that's all I'm saying. If you are, it doesn't matter that you're in an interracial relationship. You should be able to write interracial relationship books. You should be able to write black on black books. Just keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying. But the fact, I will not read a book from a black author that features an interracial couple. I had an author reach out to me and ask me to read one of her books. I told her, oh no, I don't do interracial couples, but thank you.
But that's they pander to black readers. They specifically pander to black readers
because they use that hashtag on TikTok, black book talk or whatever it is. Yeah, and I'm like, but that's not what that is though.
Yeah,
because you're pandering to a black audience. But let's be honest, you're writing for a white audience.
Yeah,
to a black audience because you want these black dollars. You want these black dollars, but you are writing for a white audience,
right?
And that's fine. It all.
And that's fine if you want to do. If you want riot readers to gravitate towards your book, fine. But don't use your blackness or a black character in the book to pander or sell to black audience when that's not what you're trying to do.
Black woman getting loved on, a black woman getting bent over, a black woman getting loved on.
And Tamer was in the trenches, baby, because I was tired. I was tired of the bullshit on TikTok. I said, y'all gonna cut this shit out. Y'all get the fuck out of here with all of this.
But
oh my goodness.
Because ain't your daddy black? Ain't your mama black? Ain't y'all, what are you read about two black people? What the fuck is we doing on here?
We have to get to a place where, as black romance reviewers, we are respected for being critical the same way we are respected for giving five-star reviews.
But at the end of the day, as black romance reviewers, readers, whatever, rather reviewing whatever space we decide to review in, we have the right to dislike or like a book. And we should do it freely. We should not be made to feel, like I was saying earlier, we're at this point now where you have so many readers say they won't talk about a book they didn't like. in fear of being ostracized, in fear of being dragged in
the
face.
You have a lot of people that will say this. That's exactly why I don't review books. A lot of readers, that is a mantra among a lot of readers that will say,
especially black readers,
that will say, that's exactly why I don't review books. That is exactly what they say.
The author will post on social media and these fans will come under it and they will literally go crazy. And I'm like, are we fucking grown or not? Like,
that's what this is how you treat someone who spent their money.
Who's spending their money.
And you're throwing a tantrum because you don't like what she said.
Yep.
And it comes to a point where you feel like, not saying that the authors have to be on our chalk strap all the time, but you feel unappreciated because it's like, we are Black romance reviewers and readers. This is our genre. This is what we read. Like,
because you have readers, like Annette said, she don't read interracial romance. You have readers that strictly read Black romance, but they refuse to get on the internet and say they didn't like a book in fear of being fucking attacked.
You have reviewers who don't even talk about books that they don't like because of the same reason.
You know what
it's hard.
You know what I find interesting is that when you see authors reading and rating, because they don't review, if they review, it's gonna be glowing, you know, but they generally just rate it. I've never seen these authors rate each other's books less than 4 stars. And I'm like, you'll never make me believe that somebody didn't like somebody else's book.
Right.
I'm like, I don't understand why it's so hard to be honest with one another. And I'm like, so are you just rating this 4 stars? Are you giving this person a call and saying, hey, your book, let's talk about it.
Right.
Let's go over it. You know, because I'm like, I had a book
that I did not like.
And it was a very popular, I gave it a 1-star review. I had an author message me on Goodreads and ask me, oh, you didn't like that book?
Hell no, I gave it 1.
No, I didn't like it. Oh, I thought it was good. Good for you. And well, that's shit right there. Why are you even messaging me and asking me something like that? Why did you even think it was okay enough to do some shit like that?
And this is why we have a difference of opinions. You liked it, I didn't. Why the fuck are you in my DM?
You know, why is it so hard for why is it so hard for us just to have a difference of opinion and move the fuck on? Oh, I liked it. Well, good for you. I'm glad you liked it. I did it.
Right.
Amazing. Nice. And this is the same thing. And this is the same thing I don't get with these Arthur fans and stuff. They come up under your reviews. Well, I don't understand why you didn't like it. Well, bitch, that's why I liked it and I didn't like it and you did. So what if you liked it? I didn't. Why you up under my review?
What difference?
No.
If you want to keep lotioning this Arthur's ass, making a booty hole. Then my God, do that. But leave me the fuck alone.
It's the set that actually come in your inbox and say, you know what? I felt the same way about your review, but then they don't. Then they don't review. They don't say it in their review.
But you're not saying nothing You can see these reviewers who don't want to get on their author's bad side, and I'm like, well, is she your friend? I'm confused. Are you going to lunch with her next week, and you don't want to piss her off? I'm confused. Anybody can get it, I meant that shit. Anybody can get a bad review.
Have me thinking, am I the drama? I'm looking at myself like, am I the issue? This is why I said, moving forward, I am gonna have to disconnect myself from relationships that I have with authors, because at this point, they are entitled. They feel like you have to give them a certain amount of stars because you're a fan of theirs. And I'm like, okay, I can be a fan, but I'm not going to be a biased bitch. Write me a 5-star review and you're going to get a 5-star.
I already said this is, I'm done. Like, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do as far as reviewing. But listen, at the end of the day, if you as an author, if you feel like what I do as a reader harms you and your brand, you know what? Do what you got to do. If you feel like I'm negative energy towards you, block me, unfollow me. Yeah. Do what you got to do.
But you're going to get a negative review.
I'm going to keep doing what I got to do.
At the end of the day, it's not going to change the goddamn thing that I do.
No, it's not. No,
you can block me on every social media site. You can you can do whatever you feel you need to do with regards to me and, yep, and social media. But please understand, you're going to still get this negative review if I didn't like your book.
But what I'm going to do, no more review requests. I'm done. Y'all can send them books to the people that's gonna lick your booty hole.
Wait, be nice. Wait, that ain't sound bad though. That ain't sound too bad. Nah,
I like a little ass licking too. Okay, I like a little ass licking too. I'm okay with the booty licking. Okay. You send them books to them. Me, I'm good. Because rather you send it to me or not, if I am interested in reading, I'm going to pick it up. So you ain't got to send me shit. You can dismiss me. You can talk about me in your little friend groups because I know that's what y'all do. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about my eyebrows now because my eyebrows be flawless as fuck.
So it is what it is. But I'm not doing no more review requests. I'm done. I'm finished. Y'all can take that community and you can sit on the shit pile that it sits on, and I'm good. Because I'm sick of it.
It's like you can see when. You can see, because I mean, Sharonda and I, we have this podcast is specifically for Black romance. Now, we do review other books, but this is specifically for Black romance. We have our review requests open. We don't get no fucking review requests.
Doing that shit.
Oh, no.
That page be dry.
I will never expect an author to reach out to me and ask me to willingly ask me to review because again, I said there was an author that reached out to me last week on Goodreads and the subject heading said brutal honesty. And she said something to really the effect wanted, of, though. You know, she said something to the effect of she heard about me. And she knows that I'm going to be honest. And there are people just waiting on me to review their books. And I'm like, okay, well, who are these people? And
right.
I'm like, why are you so afraid of me?
And who, why are you so and afraid who told
of
you?
I don't like your book. Because generally, my going forward now, if I read a new-to-me author and I don't like that book, they're one and done with me. I don't bother going back trying to give them a second chance or nothing. They're one and done with me. They are one and done with me. But I told her, I said, I don't know that I like the way she reached out to me. Because I'm not reading your book. No.
They're talking. And that's fine. And that's fine. But you can tell when the support, it's just the energy is.
You can tell when it's genuine.
Can tell when it's genuine.
Y'all don't want honesty. You say you do, but you don't. You definitely don't want my honesty.
And they forget that this ARC is always in exchange for for an honest review. An honest review. And it's like, just because you give me an ARC, it does not mean you are entitled to a positive review. You are entitled to an honest review. Let's remember that. In exchange for an honest review. Right. And it's like they are casting aside the Black reviewers, the Black romance reviewers who are honest, and they're all for the fluffy reviews. And you know what? That's fine. If that's what you want, that's fine. I'm not like judging you. I mean, low-key I am, but I'm not, if that makes sense. But if that's what you want, fine. But it just makes it, it's like Sharonda and I picked up on a lot of things. We don't talk about it, but we pick up on a lot of things. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, we see y'all.
At the end of the day, how much can you put in a review? You can put a lot in a review, but if we're going to be honest, a lot of these books aren't being written the way that they should be written.
No,
it's a lot of triggers. It's a lot of content warnings.
Content warnings are not being listed. Critical romance reviewers are being. We are being cast aside for holding authors accountable for sloppy shit that they just upload to Amazon. And that's just what it is.
It's simple. And you know what? And it's simple. Like, for the books that they have, they're not necessarily series, they're crossovers is what they're referring to. But then they won't even put a footnote in the book that says, okay, you need to read this book first.
Right.
You need to read this book first. You know, I started reading this author last month, and the first book of hers I read, I ended up reading the last book in the series first.
Oh my God.
She didn't bother to put a footnote in there and says, hey, this is a follow-up to a book such and such. It's highly recommended that you read these books first.
Yeah.
You know, I said, so now everything is spoiled for me in this book. Now that I'm going back to the first two books, I already know what the fuck gonna happen. So,
or put the series name at the beginning on the fucking cover, man. Like, put it on the cover. You. Book one, book two. Like, this shit is common sense.
It's the lack of common sense for me. I should have to tell you how to do something as simple as that.
And it's the put lack
content
of
warning.
And at the end of it all, it's the lack of professionalism. A lot of them lack professionalism.
They want us to be professional and be quiet and not speak on how we deal with knowledge.
It's the way they market. It's the way they reach out to reviewers. It's so unprofessional. Like, do not DM. Don't be in my inbox talking about Grand Rising Queen. What are you doing?
Professional.
What are you doing?
I'm not the Grand Rising Queen. They already trying to butter you up. Grand Rising Queen. Really?
Grand Rising Queen. What? Are you asking me to review your book or what? This a date?
Right.
Yes.
And she thought she'd butter you up. She thought she'd be real nice by giving you, you would review her book. I'm like,
it's the covers. The marketing, some of the covers don't have shit to do with the book. I just read this book. The covers look like the couple on the cover is 24, but when I get in the goddamn book, these niggas almost 40. And I'm like, what's going on?
This is my favorite one. How you write a book about a plus size character, but the chick on the cover is a size 8. Or my thing is, you're describing the heroine as being dark skinned and having natural hair.
And here we go with this
light. The chick on the cover is a light bright chick with a hair pressed. You know, I'm like
with a weave and green eyes.
Girl. I'm like, your character description should match whomever you put on your cover. I don't understand why that's a hard concept. Because everyone
is doing the visuals now. Shout out to my girl, Aries Reed, too, because you know her visuals be visual in. Like, she always, she don't miss. Everyone's doing visuals now, and that's fine for the authors that's doing the visuals, but can we get the visuals to match the motherfuckers in the book?
What you're not going to do is read a black romance and then give me a visual with white people on it. You're going to cut that shit out.
No, that's not
what
it annoys me when they write a book about a plus size character and they got a chick on the cover that's size 8. I'm like, how is she plus size? You got some of them that don't even know what plus size is. They'll mention, had somebody in there a size 10 and call her plus size. Like, that's a girl. I've been a size 10 before and wore, and I said, I've been a size 10 and can still fit my ass in a size 8. What are you talking about?
I'm a size 11 now, and ain't no way.
It's not only that. Let's talk about not doing proper research. You know,
yes.
not doing proper research. Oh my God. I was telling her, I said, there was an author that had a female graduating from Morehouse. Girl,
Morehouse
is an all-male university.
Spelman, right down the goddamn street.
How do you not know that? I'm just like, come on. It's the lack of getting, I mean, and that just screams laziness to me.
Yep.
That screams laziness.
But you know what? I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I think Amazon has a lot of people lazy. Amazon Kindle Unlimited has people just uploading any goddamn thing. And this is why we're getting this lack of context in this book, these books, lack of research, these bullshitty ass books on Amazon. Amazon, Jeff Bezos and that motherfucking Amazon machine.
They don't care, they taking most of their money anyway.
But that's the thing. The authors are getting sloppy. They're getting sloppy. They're not doing their research. And I'm sorry, we have to call it out. They're getting sloppy.
At the end of the day, you can't sit up here and compare yourself to Beyonce
when you're doing motherfucking Sierra shit.
And I love Sierra. Ah, why are we going to say Sierra?
I like Sierra, but Sierra ain't no motherfucking Beyonce.
Agreed.
And that's, agreed. That's on motherfucking tea. That's on real goddamn tea.
That's okay. True. And it's like, Amazon is giving everybody Superman powers, and they're just uploading anything. And you know what? And I'm not judging because I'm not an author. So I know it's tough being an author and putting your stuff out there. But care about your craft. Care about your
book. That's all I'm saying.
Do the work. Care about it.
And especially,
how do you call yourself an author and be okay with putting out some shit like this? Because I'm like, there's absolutely no way, because a lot of these books read like they literally type the end and hit submit or hit publish or whatever. And I put that in my damn review more than once. And I'm like, sweetie, did no one look this book over? I said, because this book read like a rough draft.
Especially now.
This book read like you didn't even bother to go back. You didn't even bother to go back and look your shit on shit. You just literally type the end and hit submit or publish or whatever it is that you guys do. I'm like, someone who's going to call themselves an author or writer, there's absolutely no, I take way too much pride in my shit. I'm not the same person that wouldn't allow somebody to pay me to write papers for them in college because I didn't want nobody taking credit for my shit. So there's absolutely no way I would put my name on something and put it out there and then let it go out with all these grammatical errors, run-on sentences, incorrect word usage, made-up words,
misplaced words.
Misplaced words, all kinds of
there.
Y'all are mad when people call you out on this shit. Well, it's one thing to have it done in one book, but when you having this shit in book after book after book after book, it's pretty fucking obvious you have you don't have an editor. You can't, I say it again, you cannot be the author and the editor. It's just not feasible.
Especially now when you have so many authors pulling their books out of Kindle Unlimited and publishing on their own, publishing through their sites, which kudos to you.
Yeah.
Get your motherfucking money. But you want me to pay for half-ass shit? No.
And some of these books don't need to be pulled off of Kindle Unlimited. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Y'all need to friggin' use Kindle Unlimited until you have some pride in your work.
But it's like, invest in your craft.
Invest in it.
And everybody should be investing in their craft. The marketing, no matter what you want to do with it.
But like I said, like I will say again, but when we call it out, it's a problem. We are cast aside. We are being seen as, you know, like Annette said, the book review Nazi. Do better.
I'm like, what do I gain by lying and giving you all positive reviews? And what am I getting out of that? And how does that help you? You know, so you want me to lie so the next person can come back and say, what the fuck was she reading? Because this book it's not giving what she said it was supposed to give.
No.
At all.
No.
And if we're being honest, a lot of these books that are being pushed out now are not given. Rather, and we're going to just push this on indie. A lot of these books, period.
Books,
mainstream.
Yeah.
Indie, they ain't giving what they supposed to give. The shit is dry. It's giving dry pussy.
Okay. Oh my no goddamn KY jelly. None.
It's giving dry. And with the repetitive storylines and all that other shit.
Like, seriously, how many times can we write about the difficult female? When are we going to move past that shit? It's literally every fucking book that they put out is literally about a fucking
female
who's afraid to love, who's had her heart broken, who's running from something. Like, goddamn, can we move the fuck past this and get something new?
And then they get mad with you as a reviewer when you point it at. Well, stop writing the difficult bitch then.
I mean, this storyline is being written by every single indie author that's in this market as we speak. Nobody is writing any. Like, goddamn, can we get the difficult man? Let's start on that. Let's wear that shit out now. Let's wear that out.
Yeah we need that.
It's tiresome. There's, like I said, there's no originality. And what is this about them rotating book covers? Why do they rotate book covers? Make that make sense to me. I don't understand that. You will see the same. I will literally have to pay attention now to these book covers because I'm like, I read that before. No, you haven't. That's a completely different author.
What's going on?
I don't understand that.
And the story could be bomb, but it's like, I've seen this cover before.
Right. they be having the same cover.
Some of those covers are being used 3, 4, and 5 times. Like, I can literally go find one cover that's got five different
the same model. And I get there's a lack of
Stock photos. Nah, I don't believe that. There isn't, no.
But it's not as bad as it was. It's actually better than what it was. And there are a lot of black sites out there with photographs and stock photos. So I just don't.
Yeah. We have to do better. Like,
I just want in this community where we as readers, period, black readers, period, mm-hmm. are comfortable and able to post what we want to post. I'm not saying that a person that's going to get on the internet and say this book was shit, it was trash, I hated this shit. That's that person. We can't police what another person is saying. No. At the end of the day, people should be, once that book leaves your hands,
that's my book now.
The time, but also understand that it took time out my day or days to read this book. And it took time out my day or days to sit down and write this review. And if I'm posting it to a blog or whatever, that took extra time because now I got to do a format. Now I got to look for some pictures and shit, okay? And I got to look for some pictures where I ain't going to be sued, okay? So I just wanted to be where we as reviewers are in a safe space where we can say what we want to say.
We ain't in a safe space right now. No, we need to get there.
This space is anything but safe. I just really wish that they would take a good long look at themselves and their behavior. Yes. And recognize that shit is just not right. You don't have to like my review. No one is saying that, but I shouldn't get attacked for it either. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. I'm not asking you, if you don't like what I said, don't fucking like it. I'm okay with you. Just like that, it's your choice not to like it. It is my choice to write it. Exactly. You don't have to like it. You can even talk about me to your friend. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I'm not your friend.
Right.
And it's not gonna hurt me one way or the other. But all this reaching out to people, DMing people, commenting on their reviews, blocking them on social media like children, you know, unfollowing folks on social media, it's not that fucking serious. Nobody is taking money out of your... Your children are going to eat. You're going to eat. Nothing is going to change about that goddamn
Amen.
Book. Because whether I like it or not, it's going to impact the next person, because one, I don't buy my books based on reviews. I never have. I buy books based on synopsis.
But they always say, a negative review is going to stop somebody from reading a book. No, that's not true.
Most people don't buy books based on reviews because books are subjective. Not everyone is going to like the same goddamn book.
And that is a lie that the industry have put out there to have these people in a motherfucking tizzy about negative reviews. Nobody is not buying a book based on a negative review. They are not doing it. People are buying books based on recommendations, and they're buying books based on the goddamn synopsis.
And that's what I buy my books based on. If your synopsis interests me enough, I'm buying your book.
I just don't understand.
But they swear things.
Then I'm gonna weigh it out if the book.
As I should be able to.
I don't understand how they can't look at themselves and see that this shit is just ridiculous. Like,
I just
how
don't
do you not, just like that author that came at me, and I'm just like to myself, how do you think that this shit is okay? That's what I want to know. You better.
When I'm literally on my side of the internet, minding my goddamn business. How you came to me?
You know, you reached out. I didn't reach out to you. You could have easily scrolled your ass past that review and called it a day. But no, you decided to take my review personal. Like, I'm just like, if somebody says something, you're messing with their bag. How am I messing with their bag? How does me leaving a bad review or two or three or five, how is that messing with their bag? Is Amazon going to say, you've gotten too many negative reviews, we can no longer publish your book? Is that what's going to happen?
Right. Nope.
Is that it? Okay. Because again, my book, but see, she got pissed off because in the comments, before she commented, the chick said, she said, I wanted to read this book. And I told her, still read it. I never tell people not to read someone else's book.
Right.
And I told her, no, still read it. That way you can formulate your own opinion. Not everybody's going to like the same book. She came back. She's like, no, but I read your, I look to your reviews for my book recommendation. And I think that pissed her off. Because well, the chick said,
but at the end of the day, that's, her,
that's not my fault.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I have nothing, I can't help that. I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with that. You know.
Now, well, how are readers going to trust other readers that never give a different opinion outside of something that's glowing and the rainbows?
You how? Know, they do. They do. Trust me, they do.
And that's bullshit.
That I also gravitate towards those type of
I see authors get mainstream contracts based off of not just negative reviews, but their reactions to negative reviews. So you're not losing nothing. You're not losing anything. You never lost anything. But you are silencing Black voices because you feel that those Black voices are hindering yours in some type of way.
And they're not. They're just, they're being ridiculous and they're being childish and immature and so many other adjectives I can come up with the top of my head. And it's just, and you are the very ones, like you said, y'all are the ones that are begging for reviews.
Yep.
Y'all are the ones that want to go out of your way to put a post on Facebook, hey, such and such got 230 reviews or such and such only has 80 reviews. Can I get you guys to review the book?
Yep.
Yeah, but do you want an honest review?
And that no, they don't. These niggas be lying. They want 5-star reviews.
They be lying on their
pussy. And I can tell you right now, I can't give you that.
That's not how I work.
Nope. I can't just give you that.
It ain't never how I work. It's never how I moved in this review space. I've always been constructive with my review. So I don't understand what the goddamn problem is now. But you know what? Like, I ain't got to worry about my Black ass no more.
Child, let me tell you something. Delia wrote the note for me. Like my grandfather would say, Delia wrote the note. That's it for me. But I just feel like this conversation needed to be had because I'm just tired of
very tired
Black romance reviewers who are critical getting a bad rep. Like y'all could, it's no, and it's other reviewers out there who want to talk and who want to say what they have to say, but they
at
are
this afraid. Point, I'm 100% with Annette. Keep that shit professional. I ain't friending you. I ain't talking to you. No, because if my friendship with you is some type of
it's contingent on
me giving you always positive reviews, then I don't want it.
They don't let us know that when they give us these ARCs or when we read a book, it's terms and conditions. We got to read the fine print up in this bitch.
Even just friending you or just talking to you on the internet. If that is contingent on me just never saying anything negative about any of your books, I could read your whole goddamn catalog. But now you mad at me because I didn't like one goddamn book.
One goddamn book. One book. Like you... And it's so crazy because you be out there and you be championing for these authors.
Got to worry about me no more.
Going above and beyond.
I can't even get my other goddamn readers to follow
their books. I'm not tooting my own horn. Actually, I'm motherfucking tooting my own horn. Okay, I'm tooting my own horn because I be going hard for these authors. I be going hard for Black romance. Period. But it just comes off as ungrateful as a motherfucker.
Ooh,
because
it just comes off as ungrateful.
Y'all, it's unappreciative. It's given unappreciative.
It is extremely ungrateful and appreciative.
Yes.
But I will say this now. I will say in the beginning, I was a little disrespectful with my reviews. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you, in the last 2 years, I have toned down my rhetoric. Because, baby, I used to say, girl, my 17-year-old niece could have wrote this better. I used to be disrespectful. I'm not going to lie. And it's funny. It seems like when I was being disrespectful like that, nobody said a word. But the minute I toned down my shit and it's bad, you know, I won't say it's bad, but I'm more respectful. You know, I'm not talking about, oh Lord, she can't write. This book is trash. Her writing is horrible. I stopped doing that. You know, now I may say something like, you know, the writing wasn't up to par. I won't even say grammatical errors. I'll just say it was riddled with errors. You know, I won't go into details. You know, I'll do things like that. I have toned it down tremendously. But do you think they ungrateful ass are happy about that?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, just imagine how many readers out there have toned down reviews or just stopped doing reviews. Period.
Let me tell you something. I wrote a review, and I've had numerous readers come into my inbox and say, you know what? I read that book and you're right. But they didn't want to say anything because, you know, when you go out there and you be critical, they talk shit about you.
But
you
understand
the last review I did, I
said, my thing is, I'm going to need for you to support me 100%. I'm going to need for you to be up under that review, not in my DMs. I'm going to need for you to be up under my review saying, you know what? I agree.
I appreciate your honesty or some shit, something.
Don't leave me out here with my ass out.
I'm not understanding these reviewers, these readers being afraid of these authors because, again, these bitches are not my friend. I'm sorry. They are not my friend. I'm not here to hold your hand. I'm not here. I'm not going to be invited to the wedding, the funeral. I'm not coming over for the holiday dinner. You shouldn't expect anything from me but a fucking review. That is it. Don't expect me to kiss your ass for something that should be that anybody else is gonna do the same thing.
But look how these authors be behaving though. Like I get some people aren't confrontational and some people won't be able to handle it, but they look how they're behaving. Some of them just don't want to deal with it.
You don't want this with me. I'm not nice at all. I'm not nice. I can come off as nice. I can present myself as extremely nice and amenable, but let me tell you something. You press the wrong button, you say the wrong goddamn thing to me, you're gonna get hood in it real quick. Hood in it is always always on the surface, and she always ready to come out scrapping. She ready to tussle any day of the week.
And they out and here.
I told them in a minute, you don't want this with me, sweetie. Maybe, go on, move around.
You know. You could tell. And it's like the last time I got blocked when I said, how many times does an author have to say, handle my hygiene? God damn it, how many times you gonna say that shit in the book? And I just went to handle my hygiene. Okay, we get it. You pissing. Okay, God damn it, man.
You guys don't do anything to make yourself stand out and be different from everyone else. It's like they pick up, they email one another and they say, okay, this is what we're gonna start doing. This is what everybody's doing now. We're going to stop doing this, but we're going to continue to do this. There is no originality. And I'm just like, I don't know how you can call yourself an author and then not give original content ever. Everything is the same. It's very repetitive.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I'm tired too. And like I said, like we've been saying, we need to come to a place where Black romance reviewers are being respected, even if they do not give you a 5-star review or rating. We should be respected because at the end of the day, we paying for these goddamn books.
Yep.
Okay? We're paying for these books. We ain't getting this shit for free.
Please know, even if you give it to me for free, I'm going to still give you a bad review.
Right, yeah. I mean, sometimes, but an ARC is in exchange
for an honest review.
And y'all niggas don't be wanting honesty. So, like, if you come to me, no, don't come to me because I am really on the fence about reviews and ARCs right now. So, I take that back. But if you go to somebody and you ask for a review, just keep in mind that in exchange for honest review is a part of that, unless you're paying somebody to give you a 5-star review. Because it seems like we need to start doing that because that's what niggas be wanting.
Because I'm like, at this point, that's what y'all feel like y'all need to do. Because listen, as long as my reviews are free, you're going to get what the fuck I give you.
Yes.
You're going to get with the
yes.
You know, if I don't like this book, I'm going to go ahead and brace yourself for this 1-star review or this 2-star review. It is
what
it
last...
is. And honestly, if I give you 2 stars, I'm being generous. Yeah. It probably was a 1-star review. I just didn't want to give you 2 stars.
If I
you
give
know,
you 3, I'm being
generous. Don't disrespect my generosity.
Right.
And in conclusion, we're going to wrap this up. So
Any last thoughts?
Annette, start.
I don't have any last thought. Well, you know what? My last thought would be is that if there's any author that decides to actually listen to this podcast, don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. As we've been saying throughout this entire podcast, please stop taking reviews personal. Reread them and read them as the constructive criticism that they are given. Stop taking it personal. It is not an attack. It is not an affront on your person. It is just a personal opinion, and you will take it, learn from it, and perfect your craft.
Yes.
And just Amen. Move forward and just move. And on the next book, think about what your reviewer said and incorporate that into your next book. That's all we're saying. That is all we're saying. It's not personal. And I need you guys to stop making it personal and taking it personally and doing immature and childish things like unfollowing people on social media and blocking people. Because at the end of the day, you can unfollow or block anybody. It's not going to stop what we're doing as reviewers.
Exactly.
Yeah. If your book is bad, you are still going to get a bad review. Exactly. That's not going to stop me at all. So please understand, I'm not your friend. I'm just a person who spent her hard earned money on your book, reviewed it and didn't like it. That's all I am.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like if you give me a 5-star book, I will give you a 5-star rating. I give you based on what you give me. Okay? If you give me trash, you're going to get trash back. Perfect your craft. Put time and effort into your work. And I promise you, when it gets out there, it shows. Okay? We can tell. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's all I have to say. Oh, and respect. Black Romance, thank you very much.
Hello. Well, I mean, I'll just follow up on Annette and Tama with the same thing. This is not a personal attack on any author about what we do in the review community. You can't be out here asking us to review. You can't be out here on Twitter and Instagram screaming about review, review, review. And then when it's not what you want, now it's an attack. It is not an attack on your personal person as a writer. It's just how people feel about a product. And at the end of the day, once you release that baby out into the wind, it is now a product. It is no longer whatever you think it is. It is now a product, and people have a right to say what they want to say about a product. They have a right to dislike it, like it, feel medium about it. And at the end of the day, we're going to call this podcast to an end. We thank Annette so very much for gracing us with her presence.
Thank you for coming, girl. We enjoyed this. Yes. We needed this. We needed this.
Thank you for having me. Of course. We just wanted somebody on here that was just going to be just as raw as we are. And you gave it to us, baby, and we was here for it.
Annette been in the trenches with these authors, so
asked me to do it, I was like, absolutely. I have no filter. I have no problem saying what is on my mind. I have no problem telling anybody anything. That's who I am. That's who I will always be. And that's for anyone. So I enjoyed this so much, and I appreciate the invite.
Yay. Thank you. Annette, tell everybody where they can find you, my dear.
You sure? I don't know that they want to find me, but sure. Okay. IG handle is thatgirlshawn71. Uh-huh. Lord, I don't know what my handle is. Yeah, I'm sorry. That girl Sean with two L's. That girl Sean with two L's is my IG and my Twitter handle. And I am Annette Williams on Facebook.
All right. Well, we thank y'all so very much for joining us. Y'all have a good night. And remember, authors, this wasn't a personal attack. This is just a perspective from some readers' perspectives. And we'll talk to y'all next time. Until the next bout of shenanigans. Bye.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Hey y'all, it's Sharonda. If you're at the end of this episode, well, we thank you so very much. Be sure y'all following us on our socials, Instagram and Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the book or books we discussed in this episode. The deets are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.